Ashoranandana Brajajanaranjanam. Jamuna Tira Banachari. Namuna Tira Banachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Topi Janapala Bhagiribaradari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Vishnupat Paramahansa Paribraj Gacchar Jastatara Satashi Shimadesi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Nityalita Pavishta Om Vishnupat Paramahansa Paribraj Gacchar Jastatara Satashi Shimadesi Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Ki Jai Anant Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Namacharya Hairashthako Ki Pamsi Gahu Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nittananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shibhasati Gaur Bhaktavinda Radha Krishna Gopu Gopinath Shamakun Radha Kun Giri Gopardhan Ki Shivindaman Dham Ki Maya Purnam Deep Dham Ki Jagannapuri Dham Ki Nuramaniti Dham Ki Tulsi Devi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Gangamai Ki Yamunamai Ki Samaveta Bhakti Glory Samdavatis, Glory Samdavatis, Glory Shigurun Garanga O Paramanande Shrimad Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, 12th chapter, verse 48. Shabda Brahmatmanastasya. Yakta vyaktatmana param Brahma Vabhati Vitato Nana Shaktyupa Brinhita Shabda Brahmatmanastasya Yakta Vyaktatmana Para Brahma Vabhati Vitato Nana Shaktyupa Brinhita Shabda Brahmatmanastasya Yakta Vyaktatmana Para Brahma Vabhati Vitato Nana Shaktyupa Brinhita Bolo. Brahmatmana tasya yakta Brahma babhati vitata shakti upabrinhita Shabda Brahma, transcendental sound, Atmanaha of the Supreme Lord, Tasya, his, Vyakta, manifested, of Vyakta Atmana, of the unmanifested, Para, transcendental, Brahma, the absolute, of Abhati, completely manifested. Vitata, distributing. Nana, multifarious. Shakti, energies. Upabrinhita, invested with. Translation. Brahma is the personal representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the source of transcendental sound and is therefore above the conception of manifested and unmanifested. Brahma is the complete form of the absolute truth and is invested with multifarious energies. Purport. The post of Brahma is the highest responsible post within the universe and is offered to the most perfect personality of the universe. Sometimes the Supreme Personality of Godhead has to become Brahma when there is no suitable living being to occupy the post. In the material world, Brahma is the complete representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and transcendental sound, pranava, comes from him. He is therefore invested with multifarious energies from which all demigods like Indra, Chandra, and Varuna are manifest. His transcendental value is not to be minimized, even though he exhibited a tendency to enjoy his own daughter. There is a purpose for the exhibition of such a tendency by Brahma, and he is not to be condemned like an ordinary living entity. Om Agyana Trimalandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuramilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Tapidam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Grahma Yang Dadati Savadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yatapata Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Tahagana Raghunatam Mitam Tam Shajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Dahagana Lalita Shivashaka Vitam Sha. He Krishna Konasendo Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Gantarada Gantana Mostute Panchakalpa Durubhyascha Kipasindu Bhavacha Patitanam Pavane Bho Vaishnave Bho Namo Namo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shivasadi Kaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare. Shabda Brahmatmanastasya Vyakta Vyaktatmana Para Brahma Bhavati Vitato Nana Shakyupa Brinhita. Brahma is the personal representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As the source of transcendental sound, is therefore above the conception of manifested and unmanifested. Brahma is the complete form of the Absolute Truth and is invested with multifarious energies. Hari Bol. So, when we're reading that Brahma Samhita in the morning, and it's a very detailed description of Brahmaji coming out of the body of Krishna, and also Vishnu, and expanding until near the end, or 26th verses of the book, then it describes how we became acquainted with the ocean of truth, absolute truth. And he realized he was a maidservant, although it says many things were not revealed to him. So there also is considered a very important book by Mahaprabhu, and also many, I forget the exact Bengali pronouns, but Siddhanta. There's all the Siddhantas of Vaishnavism are contained in this book of the Brahma Samhita. And so when Brahma offers his prayers, first he becomes invested with this transcendental sound, which extends from Krishna's flute transcendentally. It obviously goes through his ears. He has many ears, 8, but it comes out of his mouth. So Venu Nana Nana Dasya, in the flute, Venum. So then Brahma begins to glorify Krishna's flute. And what happened, though, before? He got the Gayatri Mantra from hearing the flute. And this is what enabled him to perceive the Absolute Truth. This Gayatri is very important. Sometimes it's minimized because people, I've seen many devotees, many, several, they think that it's kind of not that important to chant the Gayatri Mantra, but Kama Gayatri especially, and the besides Kama Gayatri, we have Gopi Janabala. That actually the verse is given in Brahma Samhita, if someone can read that. Gopi Janabala Ba Iti, and then further, Jiva Goswami explains the Kama Gayatri is also even more elevated, and the verse is actually given. The Gayatri is given. Although Gayatri has to be, some folks chant nowadays, people are making recordings of chanting like Kirtan of the Gayatri. They have no real qualification. Well, they're developing gradually qualification by hearing it becoming purified, but basically, mantraste nishpalamata. One has to get mantra like Gayatri from the spiritual master who's understood and realized it. And so Brahma here is respected because he directly got it from hearing the flute of Krishna by his meditation. Ashrito, first he was ati vishmita ashritobjam kalena tibra tapasa parishuddha bhava. This is Prahlad Maharaj's description of Brahmaji. When he first came out, he's in the lotus, he doesn't know what's going on. And then he hears tapa. And that's also explained that he has to do so much tapasya to understand Gayatri. Not that one can simply chant Gayatri. One has to surrender the guru, do long tapasya. Tibra tapasya, that means long time he did. And the result was parishuddha bhava, became purified. So, in pop, now Kali Yuga people can chant Gayatri or whatever they can, but it's not this, exactly the same as if we understand it. And what happened when Brahmaji heard Gayatri, heard the flute, chanted Gayatri, Gayatri Basha Rupa also, the Bhagavatam is also intimately connected with Gayatri. And it's also revealed subtly in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, throughout Bhagavatam, and in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna's Kaviraj emphasizes how this whole spiritual world is dancing with Gayatri, and in the material world, one hears the Gayatri. I remember when I heard the Gayatri from Prabhupada that I became rather bewildered, just transcendentally. I mean, when Prabhupada chant Gayatri, I don't know what happened to me, but I was hearing it, and I was seeing Prabhupada as a representative of Brahma and Vyas, Narad Muni, and somehow or other I was trying to think, is this real? But I was seeing this entire disciplic succession. So one should have some revelation as a result of chanting Gayatri and reading Brahma Samhita, become acquainted, and have the Adhikar also. So this word is here, Shabda Brahma, Shabda Brahma Nishnato Nishnayat Pariyadi, Shramastasya Shavas, is described there in 11th canto, that if one may be expert in chanting entire Vedas, but it becomes useless if he doesn't really accept the spiritual master and understand it in relation with Krishna. Shabda Brahma Nishna Nishnaya Pariyadi. Therefore, it's described Shabda Brahma Nishna, though. Even if you're expert at hearing the spiritual sounds, so it's very important. Yatate Moha Kalilam, in the second chapter of the Gita, that by hearing so many sounds, but if he's not connected with the disciplic succession, then it will become bewildering. Your mind has to pass out. Shama Brahmati Vartate. In the sixth chapter of the Gita also is described that prayatnadyatamanas, to gradually one develops in his path, even if he falls down. Describe Arjuna was asking Krishna, what if one falls down? Does he become like a cloud? Does he just disappear? What? We don't know. He doesn't complete. Krishna says there's no harm because he can definitely be born somehow as in a Brahmin family or a wealthy family. So there's some progression. And that progression is actually illustrated very nicely in Chaitanya, in Adi Lila, where when there's a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was still living at home as a grihastha, and different beggars, different people will come. Of course, everyone who's been into India, they know. But apparently 500 years ago, or Prabhupada says even up to 100 years ago, he wrote that more than 50 years back, but say 150 years ago, the beggars might look like a beggar, but he's actually Avadut, a great realized. So these great realized beggars, they're brahmanas. But an actual Brahmana is very renounced, not living like a king. So, but these Brahmanas were all-knowing astrologers. So an all-knowing astrologer came to Nimai Pandit's house among different beggars will come. So, of course, Nimai Pandit, he understood
this astrologer. So he said, oh, you are a great Brahmana. So Prabhupada explains that the Brahmanas, they had no need to get some mundane job, like in modern Kali Yuga, 500 years now past Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the Brahmanas, they have to, sometimes they're very intelligent persons, Indians, and but they have to work some nonsense job, calculating this and that, some techie or something. But those Brahmanas would come to people's houses, even poor man, and they would relieve him of so many material distresses, anxieties, by knowing Ayurveda, knowing astrology. But Prabhupada didn't particularly want devotees to become astrologer, but still, he says there in those purports, when this is chapter 17, Adilila. So when this all-knowing Brahmana came, Mahaprabhu could understand, oh, this Brahmana. He asked him, he said, well, Brahmana, now you please calculate what I am, who am I? So the Brahmana did very fast calculation, and he began actually stunned, right? He was already in the presence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so he became very ecstatic. He couldn't even speak after doing calculation. Wow, he's saying, well, you were the personality of Godhead. I see in the previous life you were a coward boy and a coward man. And so Mahaprabhu said, that's true. Actually, I was a coward man, but due to my pious activity, now I become a Brahman in this time and place. So Prabhupada emphasizes that nowadays, one of the main activities in human society, killing the cow. But here he said, we see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was explaining how important it is to keep cows, that as Krishna kept cows. Even Prabhupada said, if you steal milk, if Krishna stole milk to show that you can steal milk, it's okay. It's so important for human society. Mm-hmm. We don't know if people are stealing milk. And I think I used to steal milk, actually, when I was a hippie on the Lower East Side. But I didn't know anything about Krishna at that time. So just by doing that, so we're gradually moving up. One should not become lose patience. So I'm not making advancement. But we're always making advancement. We're hearing Bhagavatam. So day by day, Kali Yuga is also moving. Another place in the Bhagavatam, the third canto, this avyakta vit, when Vidura was speaking with Maitreya, he also addressed him as avyakta vit, one who knows the avyakta. Avyakta, 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 parastasmat tu vyakto vyat, parastasmat sanatana. That this Krishna is also known as the avyakta, avyakta. Avyakta adini bhutani. All living entities have come from the avyakta. And we can, Prabhupada explains there that this avyakta kala, the avyakta is manifested in kala, and it is chasing. This is near the end of the conversation with Devahuti and Kapila. So she's questioning him, and he's explaining the avyakta. That all living entities are being chased by the time element, and this time element is the vyakta. So one characteristic of the Gani is that, explained in the 12th chapter of the Gita, they're attached to vyakta sakta chetasa. Avyakta hi gatir dukam dehava biravapyate. Because they cannot understand the personal form of Krishna, they're very attached, but they try to become attached. But Krishna's telling Arjuna. Arjuna was asking in the beginning of the 12th chapter of the Gita, so still, which is better, to be worshiping the personal form or this non-manifest? And so there Krishna's explaining that even avyakta gama chintyam cha, even if you think you can worship the avyakta, still, after many, many births, then bahunam janmanamanti ganavam. You're a Gani and very attached to the, ultimately, and sarvabhuta hite rata, if you act very piously and realize atmaupamyena sarvatra, that sukambhare badukam, all living entities are experiencing misery and pain just like myself, and one becomes very humble then and so does beneficial activities for many, many births, millions. Pantastukoti Shatavatsarasam Pragamyo, in Brahmaji's prayers, so many things are explained. One is a yogi or a jnani speculating Pantastukoti Shatavatsara, millions of years, and doing pranayama, and so many so called beneficial activities. Then finally, Te Prapnuvanti Mameva, Te Prapnuvanti, he attains me. So Krishna says, why you? Prabhupada says also, why waste your time if you're a jnani? Bahunam janmanam. Tesham jnani nitya yukta te. Although a jnani of the four types of persons attempting to understand Krishna, the jnani, tesham jnani nitya, eka bhakti avishishyate, udra, he's considered very liberal, more intelligent. So he's favored by Krishna. So, but that happens after many lifetimes once. So Prabhupada says, why waste your time spending millions of lifetimes? Shabda Brahmati Vartate. One will become, eventually, Shabda Brahma, he surpass all the Shabda Brahma, and he will come, he will hear the Hare Krishna mantra and become very attractive. Sometimes people like that, immediately become attracted to this transcendental sound. Otherwise, avyakta is not attractive. It cannot hold us. Avyakta dini bhutani, vyakta madhyani bharata, vyakta niranya tatraka paridevana. Krishna tells Arjuna in the beginning of the Gita, don't lament anyway. Even if someone believes that jatashahidro matirjum, we're born again, we take a different body, we don't have any spirit soul, there's no spirit soul there involved, still, why lament? But we see everyone's lamenting in this material world, simply lamenting. So one of the things mentioned about avyakta, that mayatatam idam sarvam jagat avyakta mortina. In the beginning, this achintya bheda bheda tattva is philosophy that Mahaprabhu has given, Jiva Goswami has given, is the basis is given there in the beginning of ninth chapter of the Gita. Jagat avyakta mortina. So in this material world, he's avyakta. That means Pashyame Yugamaishwaram, Krishna says, see my mystic opulence. Everything is situated on me, I'm not in it. Means that it's situated on his avyakta, on his energies. Here it says, Nana Shakti, Prasya Shakti Vividaiva Shuite. So, what is it? Brahman, what is it? Brahmanika? Balakriyacha. By his strength and his gyan, everything is going on. But he has many, many energies, broken down into basic energies. There's the material energy, there's the living entities like that, and the spiritual energy. But he has many, many energies here, and they're described also, the 16 here and like that, but unlimited. So Arjuna also, when he's praising Krishna, he's meant, kasmachate nanamaren mahatmyan. Kriyase Brahmano Pyari Kartare. You are so far beyond Brahma. So although Brahma is manifesting, he always remains, he wants blessings. Continually we hear about blessing. He wants blessing that he won't become puffed up and think that he's the doer. As soon as we think we're the doer, then we become fool number one, Prabhupada said. It doesn't matter how many PhDs, if someone, Karta Hamiti Manyate, he is a fool. So Brahma is showing us this example. So, and it's also mentioned by Jiva Goswami, there's long, long arguments about this and talks about the Brahma Sutra. Brahma Sutra Padaschaiva, even Krishna himself refers to Brahma Sutra, Shabda. So this is the Shabda Brahma, Shutes to Brahma Mulatvat. There's so many verses describing the how one's anavritti shabdat, by sound he becomes liberated, that everything is based on the sound, the subtle sound. And so when we hear the Hare Krishna mantra, this is non-different. Deho deha vibhago yam neshvare vijate kvachit. Krishna's body and himself are non-different. So similarly, the sound, Rupa Goswami explains that the speaker of the sound and the sound itself are non-different, but it's easier to understand by sound when we hear the sound, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So many times Prabhupada would explain, you want to see God, but he's there by sound. Shute kshita mano. Brahmaji speaking in his prayers that shute kshita. You will ikshita, because Krishna is saying, ikshite yoga yoktatma. You should see Krishna as at the super soul. First we realize super soul. Then we'll see that Krishna is non-different. Ikshite yoga yoktatma. But this ikshite is shuta ikshita. You can see it, but you have first hear. Just like Brahmaji, he heard the Gayatri. Then he was able to get the vision of Krishna, and we described there, he's on his throne, in Goloka Namini Nijadamini Tale Chatasya, Devi Mahesha. You could see Goloka was above the Vaikuntha even, what to speak of Maya Dham. And he saw, what did he see? Deepach Avidi Shantanam Abhyupetya Deepaiti Vivitahetu Samana Dharma. There's so many expansions. This thing bewilders the impersonalists, that they think they, this is the thing Shankaracharya made a big point, that from Vasudeva comes Sankarshan, comes Pradyumna, Aniruddha, then they're all different gods, then you cannot say that they're God because they're expanding. So this is what Rupa Goswami has written, Lagu Bhagavatamrita, to explain and defeat, and what Jiva Goswami has defeated in so many places. Although they're expanded departure, they're just like the flames. They have different qualities. Ta biya yeva nija rupataya kalabi. Galoka eva niva satya kalatma bhuto. Another thing Brahma is mentioning also in his prayers, he's revealing. Of course, those followers of Brahma, they have to become more and more familiar gradually. Mahaprabhu instructed all of his closest associates as a daily function, which Divyanga always reminds us. We're doing his daily function. We don't do the whole Brahma Samhita, but if gradually we learn it, then maybe next life we can easily chant in our mind and understand it easily in every day. We have so many hours in a day to understand what Brahma here is emphasizing. He's the representation of the Supreme Personality of God. Sometimes he's actually addressed as Bhagavan in some prayers in the Bhagavatam. And so, but he knows he's not Bhagavan. Rather, tasmai svalokam bhajata. It's described that he saw the Vaikuntha planet. Param nayat param. Sanklesha nirvana. So there's no misery in that place. Even the persons who are purified in Brahmaloka, it's described they go. Parishyanti parampadam. At the time of devastation, they can go with Brahma to the spiritual world. They don't. You know, we also hear Abrahma Bhuvanaloka, Punara. You can go to Brahmaloka and then fall down like that. All the way up to Brahmaloka, there's misery. At the same time, from Brahmaloka, you can go to the spiritual world. So we have to be fully intelligent, not just one side. Yes, it says that. Yes, goes up to Brahma, to Kali Mashashvatam, everything is miserable in the material world. Up to Brahma, that's true. From one angle. From another angle is a place of pure devotees where they can go to the spiritual world. It's described there by the six Goswamis. And they have studied. We have not studied. We have no brain for studying. Nana Shastra Vichara Naikinipano Sadharma. They have established they're the representatives of Lord Brahma, the Brahma Sampradaya. Nana Shastra Vichara Naikinipano. They became Nipano. Actual experts, not the ones described there. Gam dugda dosham. There's that verse also in 11th canto given. That if you study Vedas, you may become very expert, nishnata, very expert. But if you don't realize Krishna, then it's described there very kind of detailed. Gam dugda doham asatim chabaryam. The example is given that trying to take milk from a cow that's already given milk, or keeping a cow that doesn't have milk. We keep cows that don't have milk, but if you're, or tuja, that other verse is given that beating the husk of the grain. Now, shobhate gyanam alam naranjanam. It's not attractive, this avyakta, just to try to aspire. So this avyakta. We're not after the avyakta. Although Krishna, we realize that Krishna is the manifestation of the avyakta. So also it says there, shabd gam dugdha doham means milk has already been taken from the cow. Asatim chabayam, keeping a wife that's unchaste. Someone keeps in Vedic culture, nobody would keep usually a wife unchaste, but it could happen there. Krishna's telling that. And paradinam cha, deham paradinam cha, keeping your own body, although your body is a slave. The slave, paradinam cha. Our body is actually a slave to the material energy. Or sometimes one is actually a slave. Even nowadays, there's so many people. Everyone's enslaved in this material world. We're trying to increase it. Sometimes slaves are captured or some actual slave, but we're enslaved in the Kali Yuga by so many nonsense things. And we understand from Bhagavatam, tatash chanuridam dharma satyam sochang shama daya. These things are decreasing day by day. Only when we take shelter, ruchiram navam navam, when we get a taste, ever fresh taste of the Bhagavatam. Sarvadanta sharam hishi Bhagavatam ishite tadrasamrita triptasya. If we get a taste of this Bhagavatam, then we'll easily give up the taste in this material world, but we have to taste it. Satam prasanga mama virya sambhi. It becomes very powerful in association of other devotees. And we're speaking so many verses. What about this? So many wonderful nectarian verses. Where Tavad Brahma Kata, Prabodhana Saraswati is telling in one, Tavad Brahma Kata Vimukta Padavi. What? Nastatim Bhavet. Tatikti, it's very bitter. This Tavad Brahma, one is still attached to this avyakta, Tavad Brahma Kata. Because there's nothing really to talk about if you're speaking Tavad Brahma Kata, Brahma. Krishna is saying, Achintyam, it's inconceivable. And although it's all pervading, and it's that so many is described, but it's still, one cannot become, there's no relishment. Prabhupada said, even if you reached the farthest shore of the avyakta and studying and become very pious, still, there's no nectar. Ananda chinmay rasa pati bhavitabhya, tabhya. But the devotees describe their premanjana charita, Brahma's telling in his prayers. And we have from verse 29 all the way to, what is it, 54 or something, 5. He has so many descriptions of what, it's not like abstract, the nothing there. No, Brahmaji is explaining in detail the spiritual world. Tabir Jevinijurupataya Kalabi. Radha Krishna, not just one, but there's two. Achintya. But this is beyond Avana Manasa Gotra, beyond the mundane mind. So we hear you cannot Atakshi Krishna Namadi Nabavid Graya Mindre. With our mundane senses, we won't understand. We're trying to bring Krishna's pastimes down to our level, so we can't get a taste of it. Only through this discipline, through Brahma, hearing from Brahma's Brahma Samhita, through Bhagavatam. Not only has Brahma Samhita, but Brahma has prayers, instructions in second canto, and in third canto, prayers, and other places in Bhagavatam, especially in 10th canto, where he's giving so much explanation. Narayanastvam nasardi deinam. And what does he say also? Jananta eva janantu kim bahuk janamev. Let people, someone, some entity may say they know. That's okay. Now Brahma, imagine, he is here, declared, here in his third canto, the personal representation. When he tried to steal the cows and calves, he got a little puffed up. So he had to offer so many prayers. So one of them he says, Jananta eva janantu kim bahuk janamev prabho. They can say that. But manaso, Vaposho. By my mind, body, what else? Vacho. By body, mind, and words, I don't understand Krishna, he's saying. So nobody should think they're knowing Krishna. Even Brahma, he became familiar with it. So he has his position also. We were in Prabhupada's quarters and making drawings of Mount Sumeru. On top, Brahmapuri has his abode. So then 8 Digpalas, they also have their abodes, like Vayu was mentioned, Chandra, the principal devas. So we said, well, this is like, was actually the Swami, Prem Swami, he said, Prabhupada, these are like summer home on top of Sumeru for Brahma. And Prabhupada said, yes, why not? Even a big rich man in the material world has his summer home. Brahma has his place on Sumeru, so he has different, it's not Brahmaloka, but he has his place. He's a very exalted person. Young Brahma Varunendrudra Murtastan Bhanti Devaistavai Vedai Sangha. Along with all the devas, they worship Krishna. But still, Brahma is very big time. Brahma, Shiva, Vishnu. Katavyalikar Ajashankaradibi. In Shukadev's prayers, he describes why Brahma is respected or not. He's Gatavyalikar. He's beyond any designation. Anarto Pasamam Saksha Bhakti Yogam. Vyasadeva is given this Bhagavatam to bring us out of these anartas. Anarto Pasamam Saksha Bhakti Yogam Aroksade. Lokasya Janato Vidvam. He's working, Brahma's working through him, through Vyas, through Shukadev. Bring us out of this illusion that I am this person, I am this dog, probably said dog, cat. So many illusory features in the material world. What is it? What is that? Second chapter says, Bahushaka Hyanantascha, unlimited Bahushaka Hyanantascha. Many, Maya has many facets. You can do this, do that, do this, do that, do that. So the impersonalist, Yaneti Netyat Yatat Ucha Shikshya, the bhaktas are also rejecting. The Gyanis, they reject everything. They don't come to any conclusion. They're going on and on and on. But it's said there, Yaneti, by Lord Brahma, I believe, in second canto, Yaneti Netyat Ucha Shikshya. Vaishnavanam amanantita. The Vaishnavas, they want to become purified. They reject everything that is godless, that without Krishna. They also follow this process, but they come to Krishna. They're already into Krishna, but they reject Maya. Okay, so if any discussions on this subject matter, this Bahushir. You have to buy your own microphone.
Jai, thank you, Pushkar, very enlightening. Now, we've just read that Brahma chased after his daughter and cast off that body. But it's also mentioned that Ganga, Saraswati, and Lakshmi are the wives of Narayan. So is this a different Saraswati?
They're the wives of Narayan?
Yes.
And also as the wives of Brahma. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, just that Saraswati.
Saraswati, yeah, okay. Yeah. So there probably is a different Saraswati in expansion. That would be my transcendental guess. It's not. He doesn't have the same wife as
right.
So yeah, I never saw that explained exactly. We've heard that so many times. So. We can't hear anything.
You cannot hear?
We heard something, but you're just saying Sanskrit, Bengali. We don't know what
Bhagisha,
you mean.
There's a verse by Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur in Jogopit. Bhagisha jasya badane lakshmi jasya bakshasi jasya sthiride sambit tanmishingham bhaje. All the shakti, which part of the body. So Bhagisha, Saraswati is on the lips of the Lord. This is the original Saraswati.
Yeah.
They expand, come as Brahma's daughter like that.
Yeah, so when the Kashmiri Pandit is worshipping Saraswati, is he worshipping which one?
This one.
This one, yeah.
Okay. Someone asked me this question, so I'm going to ask it. The first sentence of the purport, Prabhupada says, the post of Brahma is the highest responsible post in the universe, offered to the most perfect personality of the universe. Sometimes the Supreme Personality of God, it has to become Brahman when there's no suitable living being. Now the question is, some people say when you leave the spiritual world, you become Brahma. Now, that never made sense to me, because you just blooped, and now you're going to be the highest person in the universe. Does that make sense to anybody? Not only that, there must be like some kind of a...
Actually, that was found, that exact statement. I think Prabhupada says it on a walk. I forgot where he said it, but...
I couldn't get any pramana on it from these guys.
No, there is, he does say it. I just can't. So I'm sure someone knows Bahu Shears.
You have it? Isn't there some kind of a bottleneck going on with all the bloop devotees coming down? I mean, there's only... it just never made sense to me that you leave Krishna and then you get the highest post in the universe. Does that make sense to anybody? Is it just me that thinks that's completely
Well,
whack?
We also don't think Prabhupada made it, that he got it somewhere, but we don't see much. If
I was Brahma and sang the Brahma Samhita and heard the flute, then I'd become what I've become now. What's that? I mean, how could you come that far down?
So many residents on
that. That was the loophole that we figured.
Yeah, that's the way I've always understood it, is that you become a resident on Brahma Loka, which they're perfected beings.
You know, sometimes Prabhupada would say something and then it would need clarification.
Then the desires increase, or, you know, it's a material world.
Well, it's another thing inconceivable, right? Good phone ring, I like that. So it's another inconceivable thing. One more, added to the list. So it's over our tiny brain, and over our pay grade. Brahma, Janante Vijana Kimbu, Manasova Paso Vacho. By my body, mind, and words, I don't understand Krishna. And here, he's the top person. So why would we understand it? He says, what's that great verse where he says, we don't know how, why, kimba, kadati, kavya, what's the beginning of that verse? Kove dibu mam, bhagavam, hat mam. Huh? Yoyeshwaro tir, babata, trilokyam. Throughout the trilokyam, what? Kava, kadava, kadivan, kadeti, vistari, and kritisi, yogamaya. The yogamaya is there. So we might be in Mahamaya Yogamaya, but even those in Yogamaya, they don't really, they're not Krishna. Krishna's one. Eko Barma Bhutya Nasti. We don't have any clue, really. So we don't bother to figure out. He said, we don't know how, where, why all these pastimes are going on. Brahma says it. Kavakadam, Vistadiyang, it's expanding like everywhere. It's going on in so many places all simultaneously. So that's it. There he says, it's my Yogam Aishwaram. Pashame Yoga Maishram, just see my mystic power. I'm there, but I'm not there. What does it mean? It means he's there by his energy. But he's not personally there. Prabhupada said as a crude example that a big rich man or a king, he's controlling everything indirectly, but he's not there at your shop necessarily, at your house. But is he there? He is. Andantarashtra Paramano Chantarashtam. He's in every... Paramano, every subatomic particle, along with his energies. So it's just a matter of, and Krishna gives so many hints, even the Gita. Kavim Puranamano Shashitaram, Anuranyasamanu Smaradya, Sarvashya Dattaram Achintya Rupam, Ajityavarnam Tamasa. Think of him as he knows everything. We don't. It's the first thing. Kavim Puranam, he's the oldest. He was there before anybody. Anuranyan Mahato Mahayan. He's smaller, as we are a very tiny particle. Bala Grakesha, tiny, 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 infinite death. But he's smaller, he's within. Yeah, Prabhupada said, there's one nice lecture, and Prabhupada said, don't think you're very inferior. Krishna is more inferior. If you. Or he said, even practically, he said, even if you think, oh, I am very humble, I am, I am so poor. Someone will come who is more poor, more inferior. Immediately someone will come. Oh, I am a great weightlifter. Well, this guy came and he lifted more weights than you. What happened? You were the greatest, but now you're not. That, you're the most, I am the most. All right, anything else on this side? Where's the mic? Someone sold it, stole it. What, you just drove away with the mic? All together now.
So we just read recently the Brahma Samhita prayers, you know, the mantra, Klim Krishnaya Govindaya Gopijana Bhavabhaya Swaha.
Yeah, we did.
And it says that, you know, anyone, when you chant this, then all your desires will be fulfilled. So did Prabhupada ever comment on that?
Does when we chant it, what will happen?
All your desires will be fulfilled.
Well, I like that verse by Sukadev where he says, Pungsa Paramahansa Ashamay Vyavyastitam Anamrigyadash, you say, for the Paramahansas, all their desires are fulfilled because they don't have material desires. So that works for me.
But what about anyway?
Everyone else?
Yeah.
They'll have to get the Yadritcha Labasam Tushto, Danvati Tovi Matsara, Samasidava Siddho Chakrapi Nandabhajate. First, they have to realize they're not doing anything. The good and bad, they have to become indifferent to dualities. And whatever comes their way, they're happy with that. Yadritcha Labasam Tushto. What is that verse? Prayasam Nakarta. What is it? How does that start? The Nard Muni's instruction. Kalena Sarvatra Gabira Ramasa. What's the first word? Tasyaiva Hetu Prayateta Kovido Alabite Yat Brahmatamu Paryada. When one realizes whether he goes to Brahmaloka or he's down here, anywhere he goes, then he's still satisfied, then he becomes eligible to get the realization. Tasyaiva Hetu Prayateta Kalena Savata Gabira Ramasa.
That's the definition of a Brahman, right? That he's satisfied in whatever situation. I also wanted to ask, you know, sometimes we've heard like Muslims chanting Mara, 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 right? And it turns into Rama, Rama, Rama. And so he's liberated?
Valmiki.
Yeah,
Valmiki,
so.
Valmiki was told.
So sometimes you hear like that. Other times you hear, well, you can chant for, you know, millions.
Yeah, we had that long discussion the other day with, I think, Badahari on Sunday. He was speaking, and that came up. Yeah, so you know, whether or not Bahujanmakori Yadi Shravana Kirtan Tabutana Pipe, what? Krishna Padi Premadam. You won't get Krishna, but that's an impetus to get Krishna Prema. Then it's meant there to that, just like this Brahma's chasing his daughter. So on a morning walk, they were asking Prabhupada about this. So how do we say Brahma's a pure devotee, he's the greatest devotee, he's chasing his daughter? The Prabhupada said, so you're not taking the right lesson. The right lesson is he's showing that how powerful Maya is. That's all. Not that, oh, he has done it, I must do it. He's the acharya. I should do that too. I should chase my daughter. He said, those are really good phones. I like them. Oh, yeah. But here sounds like he's pretty up there. So, yeah. No, but right after this, he gives off the body, and he's able to engage in sex life, and he produces the Swayambhuva Mano.
Krishna.
You know the Sanskrit? Where's that third canto? There's one in second canto, two in third canto. Yeah. But in second canto, the similar prayer, the similar assurance is there. Is that assurance? Is that like insurance you get from farmer's insurance or Geico type? Anyway, just read it. Prabhupada said, don't ask so many questions. No, he didn't say that. He said, relish, just read it again. Read it again, read it again. And then you'll read, Jananta eva Janantu. Brahma says, I don't understand it. Koveti bhumam bhagavan mahatman. Yogeshwaro tir. All right, jai.